WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. I love this time of year. Spring has sprung. Opening day is opened. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. I had these instant lottery scratch-offs. Costas and Fadley's to kick off the season. Springsteen and the Eagles to kick off in an arena. And next week, we're going to be at Pappas on Thursday up in Bel Air, North Bel Air, the new Pappas location. I went up there, scattered out with Tim the other day. Looking forward. It's right where the Philly Pretzel Factory is, so I know that parking lot very, very well. In many occasions on my way up to Hollywood Casino for opening day. Also, our friends at Window Nation making it happen, 866-90-NATION. 5 years. It's back to 5 years, 0% financing. You buy two, you get two free. I got a guy here that knows about deals and knows about things, and I'm just going to give Bill Cole from Cole Roofing a little hypothetical, all right? Hypothetically, Bill, hypothetically, a storm would roll through
I'm in.
The Baltimore community. Hypothetically, on a Saturday night during the Final Four, and hypothetically, said storm would knock over said anything, but let's say it was said tree on the side of said house, and then if you know a guy, and I do, you text the guy and you say, tree just fell on my property and we got issues here. And you take pictures of the roof. I don't even know what to even say next other than thank you, Bill Cole. Thank you for being here. That's all I can say. How are you, man?
I'm good. Yeah, that was a good one that came through. There's a lot of wind to that one. You know.
Are you macabre about it? Like when you
it's
see
just what we do.
You know, like it's kind of like when it's going to snow and you're a plow guy, you know.
No. Thunderstorms, I'm more worried about the jobs that we're working on and whether we batten down all the hatches before we left for the day. Like, so thunderstorms are more of a worry. When hurricanes come or big snowstorms and you've got like that week lead up of anticipation, there is
the milk, bread and toilet paper phase and the get gas and get the strong box and put the dog in the car.
We do spend a lot of time in those weeks, like preparing and talking to clients and like setting up contingency plans. And yeah, I mean, we do. And it's probably more like adrenaline and like, I don't know, like, yes, a macabre kind of dark like excitement that boils up. But yeah,
all I'm saying is I've known you a million years. You interned here. By the way, what do you and Stacey Keibler have in common? Well, you're not in the WWE Hall of Fame and you didn't date George Clooney, so I know that.
Right. No, I mean, I don't know if you remember, but there was this story of like Tampa Super Bowl and like riding around in your car at the end of an evening. So I don't know if you remember that, but yeah.
Were you in my car at the end of the night at the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't think it was the night of the Super Bowl. It was one of the nights before the Super Bowl, but we
did
were down there.
Did you go
out
with me and
Stacey
Keibler to the Ybor City?
We were in Ybor City.
Drink all night with Marcus Allen. Was that, were you with me that night?
I wasn't with you. I think we connected at the end of the night, like as the, you know, half dead bodies are rolling out and we're all trying to make our way out of.
I think that was only
Tampa.
Like Wednesday too.
It could have been.
It was 22 years ago. Yeah. You know, I've known you a long time, you know, in this space and in different ways. This is like a very interesting thing that happened because people would say, you know, Cole Roofing, he holds up the mug. How many times do you need a roof? I got a guy, I call the roofing guy. It's kind of like Dennis selling cars. You only buy so many cars, right? You can buy as many pizzas or as many cheeseburgers or, you know, come out and do crab cakes, do whatever. But man, when a tree falls on your roof, right? Like, I would just say, and your guys that came out and fixed it all up, took care of it. I said to him, I'm like, there's nothing in the world like it's 10 o'clock and there's a tree on my roof and it's a Saturday night and it's raining sideways and I don't have the yellow pages, you know what I'm saying, anymore to make a call. It really is. And your crew being an emergency crew, your crew finds a mess. And I said to the dude, it's just another tree and a roof to you. But to me, it's like the tree on my roof, dude. You know what I mean? Right.
No, we talk a lot about I wouldn't call it training, but there is a element of empathy for our customers that we have to continuously remind guys that when water comes pouring into their building or their home, it is like the most catastrophic, disruptive thing, and they're very, concerned and worried. And for us, we're like, oh yeah, I was on that on Wednesday, and I was on one of them on Tuesday, and I was on. So there's
There's
a
no mess
numb,
that you have never seen short of a
right?
tsunami, right? Literally.
There's a numbness that starts to develop, right? It's just another repair for them. And we talk a lot about trying to find that empathy for, the customer who's in a distraught state. Like, it's like, okay, we're here. We know this is a big deal. We're
Dude, it
gonna take
sounded
care
like
of
a
it. It's
bomb
gonna
went
be
off. So
okay.
there was, we talk about the trauma in the city of all of these young people. The trauma of the sound of it,
Right,
the
sure.
concussive sort of, holy shit, that sounded like a bomb. And it
Yeah.
sounds like I'm under it. And you're yelling, are you okay? And your wife's yelling, you're okay. Are you okay? And you're yelling, I don't know. And that's the honest answer, you know? So, like, there's all of that. And then there would be the water coming in the roof. And what happened to my mother's house 10 years ago was insane. Like the
Right.
storm that just literally took the whole roof off the top of the building. Like, and I get a call in the middle of the night. Like, but you deal with this. It reminds me of my wife getting cancer. We're at the hospital. There we are. Anybody that knows Mary Bubala from the news, her husband was my wife's leukemia doctor, and he's standing there, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys go into people's rooms every day and tell them they might die. Like that's an amazing, and then you try to save their life. And then I watch what you do. There's a part about being a professional, you know, that I just, it goes without, whether you make tacos or whether, you know, whatever you do professionally, making pretzels in the parking lot on Bel Air, whatever you do, when you do it professionally, there's something about it that goes unsaid on the other side of how much I enjoy that pretzel or how much I need that roofer, you know?
Sure. I mean, I would hesitate to lump us into the challenge of treating cancer patients every day, but I understand the
When you need a
comparison.
lawyer, when you need a doctor, when you need a
Yeah.
plumber, when you need
I
a
get it.
roofer, you don't need a fake one. You need the bet you when you need a root canal. Right? Literally, you want the best. And I would just say to you, you took good care of me. And it's that's not
Yeah.
like it happened quickly and we were under duress and there was a tree on the roof.
I appreciate you saying that. And yeah, I mean that, look, we go out of our way, and I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to this conversation. Like, think of the wonderful country we live in where you're worried about trees falling on your roof, and that's the sound, or that's the
Oh my God, I
danger,
said to my wife, I can't imagine a bomb going off in Kiev. You know what I mean? Like I'm there, even if it go off in my building, if it went off over there. If the bomb was dropped in White Marsh and I was here, like what? Oh my, you know, like this is just a tree on the roof. And like I said, it's routine for you, but it's not routine for the people that have the tree fall on the roof.
No, I hear you. Storms are always interesting. I think it for me it emphasizes like the missed opportunity in the commercial roofing slash property management space around like preventative maintenance. Like we pitch that all the time to people about getting us on their roof and like doing work kind of like
Or clearing the trees out that might
not
fall on the
during a
roof.
crisis. Yeah, that's a little bit harder because it's hard to pick which ones, but
The
like,
ones the woodpeckers have been in and killing the
right.
last 5 years.
There are things that we as humans can do preventatively to put us in a better situation for when the storm comes. And due to the, crazy pace we all play this game at, like that, there's not a lot of time for that. So I do remain, frustrated with the missed opportunity of like how many times. And I mean, the conversation is if your roof is a commercial property and it's $500,000 to replace it, if you could have spent 5 grand a year to extend the life of that roof 10 years, and you look at the life cycle cost of, having to replace that roof once every 30 or 40 years instead of 20 or 30, like there's significant money that gets saved. So we have those conversations. Not everybody thinks like that, but
But
it is.
everybody's got a roof. everybody. Unless you're in a condo. I had a condo, but I had a roof above me anyway. And if the plumbing went bad up there, I was going to get flooded, right?
And, you know, everybody has a quarterback too. You're just not sure what their name is. So, you know, these are interesting days we live in. I don't know.
Well, listen, I want to get to the quarterback. Bill Cole is here from Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. On a better day, he'll come back out and try to sell me some solar as well. But this is fascinating, man. This week, where the Orioles have hope, right? The Orioles, little Napoleon drop off, born in third, thinks he had a triple owner, is running around, shooting his mouth off, making promises and writing checks he can't cash. And then there's the football owner disappearing. The Liars luncheon going on this week as well. We're going to have a draft, and they're going to dodge all thoughts of Lamar. Lamar's out with his latest Instagram and tweet. He's, by the way, doing a mental health thing down at the Anthem Preakness week. Like, you know, in May, he's doing this national event, Lamar Jackson Productions. I got the email on it. That's a thing. So there's the football side of nothing happening. And basketball, the women's basketball was interesting, the men's, all that, right? But now it's like here in Baltimore, in this city, for a guy your age, my age, 50-something, wherever we are, opening day and hope, and a baseball team with, like, real players, like Rutschman, Gunner, these aren't the days of retreads, and these are the good days for the Orioles, and they're going to play 6 days a week, right, on your television, in the bars, wherever. Talk about business opportunity, dude. I think Leonard Raskin has wiggled me in to the CEO club event Monday. Mike Elias is speaking at Hayfields for a bunch of CEO types. This has happened before, but I'm getting snuck into this one. Not to ambush her. I don't have any specific questions for Michael Ice. You're doing a good job, dude. What really happened in Houston? It's trash cans. That'd be my question. But
right.
But for because I'm a journalist, I like truth. But this is a hell of an opportunity, business wise, where not just that, Springsteen, the Eagles, Janet Jackson, Blink 182. Anita Baker, Brian Adams, on and on and on and on. Adam Sandler, all this is coming into the city three blocks away. There's going to be this connection of tens of thousands of people coming downtown because of concerts and baseball. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to come to baseball. That's up to them. But, like, I was in a place on opening day where they had trouble finding Masson, too.
Yeah. I agree. There will be an interesting pace, vibe, shift. I mean, it happens every spring, right? Like, spring just, what's that old saying? Spring, eternal hope, or whatever, right? So you get renewed energy. The interesting part would be in our town right now, there's like reinforcing points, right? So baseball and the concerts. And so there's
greatness
a lot
is
to
coming,
talk about.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, it's
lacrosse happens every weekend, right?
It's exciting. Yeah, no doubt. The concerts will be real interesting because, you know, now everybody's like, oh, well, maybe we can get tickets for our silent auction. And, you know, cause like now it's like a thing, right? Like, who would have put tickets up for a concert at the Baltimore Arena at a charity silent auction? You know, like that didn't used to exist. Like, sure, down in DC somewhere, right? Like that kind of thing. But now,
well, there's also the part where you have to pay for
experience.
These concerts. And I'm a guy that pays for concerts now. So, like, the notion that it's going to be $18 for a beer or whatever, I'll figure that out when I get down there. You can ask Frank Remish. He's cordially invited onto the show. But I don't mind any of that. But there is a point for me. Let me give you my week, Bill. And we're doing this on the front end. And you and listeners may listen to this or find this on the back end. And that's fine. But, like, I'm staring down these couple of days. And I remember back when Steve Hennessy and I were running the world and making WNST happen. And the Orioles were the Orioles. And the Ravens were wearing Barney uniforms and trying to win. And Brian Billick was selling hope. And David Modell was running around town doing all of this stuff, right? And they had a connection and a bond. The baseball team, the manager could walk through Towson Mall and nobody would know him, right? He grew a beard now. He's silver. He's like, nobody knows who he is. Adley Rutschman, I mean, I I guess he's Adam Jones is more famous, right? So when I'm thinking, like, they're trying to spotlight all of this, the football team would love to just have everyone go away till September because the news is bad. They don't want to be in the news. John doesn't want questions. He's lying. Eric doesn't want questions. I know he's lying. Like, they don't have a solution with this Lamar thing other than, well, he's under contract and we love him. And that's all they can do. Baseball should want this attention. Little John's running around now and doing media thinking like that's a good thing. It's not, because he's not good at it. And clearly you talk about guys that need better coaching and better advice. Greg Bader is not the guy John Angelo should be getting his public speaking advice from. But nonetheless, the notion that there's availability to baseball, that there's this availability and a welcome to come downtown, and then there's the price of doing it. And the Orioles did like the cheap thing for these Oakland games this week. For me, I'm doing Costas Wednesday, I'm doing Fadley's Friday, I'm going downtown. Thursday, I'm going downtown to Fadley's and having a beer, and I'm going to walk around and drink beer and see people like you and friends wearing my Orioles gear. I do it every – weather's going to be perfect. Really looking forward to it. But you think about, all right, I'm dropping $7 on a beer at Pratt Street Ale House, $8 on a beer over across the alleyway. You know, I'm going here, I'm going there. I'm going to the game. It's at least $100, $125 to get into the game now, right? Like, kind of, sort of. It's not a $40 opening day ticket. At least it isn't now. I go inside, I spend money. That's cool. That's opening day. I'm at Pickles. I'm at Sliders. Here's $10. Here's a shot. Here's a beer. Here's a pretzel. Friday, it's Springsteen. I love Bruce. I've been going to see Bruce my whole life. Tickets used to be $9.90, $8.80, and $7.70 at the Capitol Center. Everybody I know into Bruce has at least $600 to $800 into a pair. It's a $1,000 night if you're going down and having dinner before the show, doing anything even, not even fancy. Let's say you're going to a Michi's. It's a $700, $800, $900 night on Friday night to go see Bruce Springsteen. Then they bring the Eagles in on Saturday, and the Eagles are – the tickets, I see the Eagles all over the world. These are the cheapest Eagles tickets I've seen because it's so depressed. They haven't sold a lot of tickets for Saturday night. Shh, don't tell anybody, but like I can tell because tickets are $50, $60 to get in to see the Eagles, right? So the Orioles are playing at the same time Saturday night. They're not playing Friday, but they're playing the Yankees. So I'm guessing Saturday night, there'll be 25,000, maybe 10,000 more. It's 35,000 people downtown. But my issue with all of this is the money and coming down for Orioles or lacrosse or a show or the Hippodrome, or there are a lot of options. I just want to see where the money is, because the arena to me, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's better than having a hockey team or a basketball team because it doesn't take slumps and you don't have Sacramento come to town. These 100 dates, they're talking about 120 dates. If they really are Brian Adams and Anita Baker and John Mayer, and I have no reason to believe they're not, because they're building it to be that. But my wife just found out Lizzo's coming. She didn't know. And then she looked at the ticket prices and said, oh, Lizzo's going to be a $350 night for us. And I'm like, yeah. So there is that.
I think just the consequence of having a baseball game and a concert on the same night. Like, how long has it been since something like that's happened?
Only Philadelphia got to do that, right?
And right. And like, I don't know, is traffic going to be a mess down there? Because again, that's not really a thing either, right? Because there's never that many people down there. That's a wild thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know. And how many of the restaurants and how much just general upswing occurs, you know, to your point, like the Yankees, there's probably 5,000 to 10,000 Yankee fans who are going to come to that baseball game. I mean, every time I talk to somebody from Boston or New York, they're always like, oh man, we used to love to go to Camden Yards. So it's like a thing, you know, like they all do it. They all ride the train. And
one of the reasons that I did Free the Birds is I spent that summer shooting 43,000 Red Sox fans walking across the street. Like I had a video camera still, and this is when WBAL, well, they still don't really report news. They report what they feel like they should. And I stood there with the camera. I live downtown, and I thought, it's unbelievable. And I thought, how sustainable is it? How sustainable is it that the Red Sox and Yankees are going to literally fill every hotel room in the city and turn it into a fight weekend? because I mean, I saw it. I lived in it. My wife's a Red Sox fan. I saw our family come down. I saw the demand for all of it when Pedro and Schilling and like all.
Sure.
I don't sense that, but the Orioles should be the next version of that. The Orioles over the next 5 years, they can win 100 games a year the next 5 years, but then I meet the owner.
Well,
and then I saw the owner last week and I thought to myself, I don't know. I don't
it
know.
will never be inverted, right? Like, you're never going to not go to Camden Yards so you can take a train and go to Fenway or take a train and go up to Yankee Stadium or whatever. Like, you're never going to do that because it's cheaper for them to come down here. That's the reason they
but
do
this
it.
Is a time to reinvigorate this fan base when every Ravens fan's pissed off, when Chad Steele has come and thrown me out of the stadium, taken my media credential, taken away all of my will to give them $3,500 to go sit in my seats where I've been sitting for 27 years, that like, and I have an orange closet full of stuff. This is an opportunity for John Angelos, Greg Bader, Brandon Hyde, Gunnar, not just to win Nestor and Jen, to win any Bill Cole. Dennis said he's going opening day. Leonard said so people are interested in these people. Now, how do they sell it? They used to have John Miller and Chuck Thompson, and they cared, and they had people in the community. They got T.J. Brightman running around for the 10th year in a row. They've had no offseason. They didn't have any acquisitions. I'm going through the baseball side of that, but the opportunity – For baseball and for the city and for the CFG Bank Arena and for whatever the next harbor is going to be, Billy, it goes back to everything you and I've talked about for the last 10 years in regard to Baltimore Positive. This is the most Baltimore Positive thing you could imagine, short of getting a World Cup or whatever, is Lizzo's coming to town and Springsteen's coming to town and Don Henley's coming to – I mean, what – Jay-Z will come at some point. Like, what – more can Baltimore do on the entertainment side? Now, the baseball team, they got Cal Ripken, they got Eddie Murray. What do they have now to bring me down to pay current dollar to do it? And this is their opportunity to shine. This is their chance.
So the people involved with the arena are professional arena operators who have a network that allow them to place all these great acts, right?
Correct.
And they're out in the net, in the community selling. And they've got a different model. You know, they've got the club level, they've got some subscription kind of thing, or they got boxes. So they're, it's different. They're coming at it a different way, and they're doing it in multiple cities. They have the ability to do it across multiple, you know, different cities.
They're in Austin. They're in Seattle.
They're a professionally well-funded group who knows their business. So I am very confident they're going to find some success. Is it sustainable over the long term? I don't know. I mean, I guess probably. The Orioles, look, the number one thing that happened was everybody, forget the 2% of diehards, no matter who the player is or what the name is, the next 15% of Oriole fans went in their closet and dusted their stuff off, threw it on their head, and knew the score when we opened the season up, right? Like, they paid attention that day. So that number will grow. You'll get to like at least half of the people who used to be interested when they would.
But where are the people that watch football and talk about football all of February, all of March, all of April, when nothing going on other than the quarterback tweeting poop emojis? You know what I mean?
The
baseball
right
team's
now
actually doing something every day. They're playing. They should be marketing. There should be an impetus for you to be involved with them if you're involved with the football team.
Right. Those fans have put their Oriole hats on. They are paying attention. They're not willing to spend their money yet, right? Like, they're going to be reserved. They'll figure it out. They'll find a game to go to. They'll watch it on TV. But you know, mid-August, you're in a playoff run, whatever, pennant run, whatever.
We haven't had that around here.
Right. I think you'll see people come out of the woodworks, especially if the football team appears to be, you know, a dumpster fire. Like, if you don't have a quarterback or you don't have a plan by August, like, you know, and the Orioles are winning, yeah, I think you'll see very little interest on the Ravens side because they'll have something else to spend their money on. The money is not endless around here, you know?
Like, that's my point. That really was my point.
Yeah, I totally. the arena will take some of that money, right? But I think they do bank on the fact that they don't need to sell a ton of like corporate boxes and stuff. There's not a, you know, it's not a huge arena. There's enough business. And then like, you're always telling me how you're traveling to go see acts. So we are an extremely accessible city. Like, we have train, we have car, we have bus, we have airplanes. Like, it's really easy to get to Baltimore from lots of places.
Dude, if you're coming to see Springsteen and you come in here this weekend and you're like, okay, so I can go to opening day Thursday, Springsteen Friday, Eagle Saturday. That's a great Nestor weekend. Nestor would fly to Los Angeles and has to do weekends like that, to go see a Dodger game, to go see a band, to go see another band, to go eat a crab cake, eat whatever the local cuisine would be, right? I have done that all of my lifetime. I'm just saying, in the modern era, to do that this weekend, Springsteen's an $800 night, the Eagles are a $300 or $400 night, and the Orioles opening day is a $250 a head day or a $200 a day, right? So, like, I don't know how many of those any of us, even the most affluent of us, have, you know, in us, let alone the energy it takes to, you know, to want to go and do that. But the fact that it's available, we have not had a weekend like this in this city. I talk about World Cups and this and that. The thing that Angelo screwed up having the celebration after the Ravens won. To me, this is a celebration.
Yeah.
We ain't having a parade anytime soon with the football team, as it looks. The baseball team, I'll believe that when I see it. It's been since 1983, so let's just call that what it is. It's been 40 years, right? So I would just say, other than that, what can the city do other than open the next Harvard place if you're not opening an arena, a stadium, an airport, you know, schools, you know, important things? But this thing that is an anchor to the community's happening, and I just think, I don't think it's going under radar, but I do think it's much like, remember the club level? Nobody could get into club level back in the day. And I think the CFG Bank Arena, it's a club level on Friday and Saturday because the entry point is $200 for Springsteen, right? I mean, there's a point that I want to go see the arena. Well, if I want to go see the arena Friday, then it's going to cost me $400 to see it, to get in. So seeing the new place and feeling it and doing it for a CIA basketball or whatever your access point would be to it, but something's going to lead you downtown. And then the question to your point is, did I have a good experience? Did I have a good bowl of crab soup? Did I walk around the harbor? Was it nice? Was the Science Center up to snuff? Did I go to Fort McHenry? How was the weather?
Did I feel safe?
Did I feel safe? Well, okay. Fair. Thank you. That's the first one, right?
You know, people at this point, their laziness allows them to say, I'm not going downtown. It's not safe. So that's just a default position, right? Because it's easier to not have to go downtown. But now there are reasons to go. So they'll go. And as long as they, you know, don't experience some level of overt violence, like, they'll go back. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they're not going to be able to go to every Springsteen. Like, you're going to have to find, you know, different events. And like, I thought the circus was dead, but I think they're advertising the circus. Like, I thought I went to the last circus ever. That was the way it was built with Ringling Brothers. But nope, it's back. Someone revived it. So I don't know. They're going to fill it up, man. They're going to put dates. There's going to be stuff there. People are going to go.
Well, I'm putting it on my calendar and saying, how many times am I going to find myself there in the next 9 months? Maybe more than I have the last 9 years, being that I haven't gone to Blast games. The Blast weren't there. I live downtown. I passed on some shows. I went to some shows. You know what I mean? A lot of it was like the mood, the weather. I remember going up there last minute to see Lynyrd Skynyrd a couple years ago. And I talked about this a little bit last week. I've been feeling nostalgic, Bill Cole. You know what I'm saying? Right. I got myself a Dan Pastorini jersey and a Warren Moon throwback to wear. You know, I'm into my belt buckles and my thing. But I was feeling sort of nostalgic about all of my arena memories and all. Man, I can't think of any place, any space where I've been to more that never really changed in my lifetime. I'm 55 years old. Memorial Stadium has been gone 25 years. Camden Yards, I don't go there much. You know, the football stadium, you only went 10 times a year when you went a lot. So the arena, to your point, I have circus memories, ice memories,
right.
Hockey memories, indoor right. lacrosse memories, concerts, wrestling. Blast games. Many things I went there for. There were graduations there and stuff. Like, there just a lot of. I was there for Tony Robbins kind of pump me up seminars, and Peter Lowe used to run. I saw Zig Ziglar speak there. I a million different things. And to go into that building for the first time after all this time and to have some sense of nostalgia about all of it, I'm really looking forward to the beginning of the next thing. I've always wondered, what are they going to do with that thing? How long? In 1994, we wondered, how long are we going to go with this?
Which is fine. And the appetizer is there. The main course is the ability for the ecosystem around the arena to thrive, right? So the restaurants and the bars and all of that, which makes a, 3 hour sort of event into like a 5 hour event. Like, is that going to translate? Because that's how it works, in other parts of the world.
I said to my wife Saturday night, like, we have a yoga thing. We were going to do at like 4 o'clock. And I'm like, we don't get off the mat till 5:36. Like, she really wants to see the Eagles. I don't think she's going to see Bruce. She's not going to opening day. I'm working all week, but the Eagles thing, it's like, does it have to feel special if we go down? Do we have to go to dinner before we go? But it's a Saturday night. It's in the city. We want to go to Omichi's, right? Like, but I'm like, well, if we go to Omichi's, we still have to park twice. Like, you know what I mean? I haven't thought about it because I lived in the city for 20 years, right? So now I'm trying to 4 days ahead of time plot my path in the same way of, well, I'm going to take the light rail to opening day. You know what I mean? Like, simple things that transportation for anybody, your family in Harford County, your employees in Carroll County, wherever it is, whatever that plan is, to your point, I spent $800 on Springsteen tickets on a Friday night. I'm going to go have a steak before that, or I'm going to go have a pasta. Right. I'm not just going to roll in and park because I've spent $1,000 and look at my wife. She's all dressed up. We have to do something and make it go to casino. We got to make it more special. Right.
Right. I mean, that's the hope, right? I mean, that's why the city was willing to participate, right? You find the private partners, the private public partnership, and the private money comes in. They are trying to get a return, and the city is also trying to get a return, but they're looking for their return in, the thriving ecosystem. So more jobs and more, tax dollars and all that stuff, more parking, more hotel nights, more tax, everything.
Right.
Exactly. So, is it going to translate into that? I don't know. I mean, hopefully we have a way to measure that, I don't know that the Orioles do that anymore like they used to, right? So, like, opening day is an event, but other than that, they're just games. And at this point, the stadium's been there long enough. People know where they want to park. They know where they walk in at. They know where they buy their peanuts. They know, they know everything. It's a routine. They go and they leave. It's not, what
it's
are you
not
doing
stop
after
by
an
Phillips
Oriole
up
game?
At the Inner Harbor
Yeah,
and hang
I
out.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think that's what it is anymore.
It's not the baseball crowd. I would agree with that. And the football crowd was tailgating, right? And then it wasn't all of a sudden, right?
Right. And that was a bring your own kind of stuff because sort of the ecosystem around the stadium didn't exist, right? Like, we're parking back in neighborhoods and we're walking out and we're grilling, everybody's strapped their grills to their trucks and drive down and we cook and we get there at 8 o'clock in the morning. And
I miss that.
And then there was some good times back then.
Look at that smile on his face. Bill Cole is here. Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy. For all of this, and I'll just wrap with this because we haven't talked the Lamar thing and football and like all that, just for the city, for what you and I represent and you supporting me corporately through what you do and for all of my sponsors supporting what I'm doing at Baltimore Positive. Dude, I can't begin to tell you, 31 and a half years into doing this, sitting here where it all began in the arena with me and Kenny Albert and like all that, I think this arena thing happened so quickly. Like, to something, it feels like it took forever. It's kind of like gambling. Right. I talked to John Martin about mobile and I'm in a casino now. We didn't have casinos here, right? Like, things happen quickly and they happen very, very, but this thing was glacial until it's not. And all of a sudden it's, here's Bruce. Here's the Eagles. It's open. Yeah. Come on down. Get a beer. It's comfortable. Sit in the club. Whatever, right? And I've spent my whole life wondering what this is going to look like as a sports fan, as a hockey guy, as a Blast supporter, as a guy that loved the city. that the fact that this actually is happening, I'm a little starry-eyed in the way that I was when Camden Yards got built.
It's the same story that happens with everything we do, right? Like, it's scary. It's never going to work. This is a terrible idea until the community grabs it. And then all of a sudden they say, you know what? Yeah, we think that should happen. And, you know, that's when people like the CFGs of the world step in, right? And without a corporate sponsor like that, you know, it doesn't go as fast as it's going. And everybody comes together and they're like, yep, this is a good idea. And they go and they meet the guys, the Oakview people, and they start spreading the word and everybody starts chipping in. And then, I mean, that's every look at Harbor East, right? Like Harbor East got built through a period that an outside observer would say, how is there any capital getting spent in the city of Baltimore with the crime and the issues?
And now the Yankees are down there sitting at the top of four seasons.
Yes. I mean, so it's the same story over and over again.
Build it and they will come.
Yeah. Something like that. Like we will rally and do great stuff. And, you know, as long as somebody thinks about it and it's the right stuff, then it will work. But the rallying and the getting it done, we're really good at that. Like, we're really good at it. I mean, Port Covington is another example. Like, that really doesn't happen other places. Like, that's pretty crazy development. And it took some crazy, I mean, that in a nice way, people to, like, think like that and to push it out there. And everybody comes together and we get it done. And now, was it a good idea? I don't know. We'll find out, right? 10, 20 years from now, we're going to figure out whether it's a thriving part of the city or not. But
by the way, can I give some flowers to a friend of mine here that I don't have on the show? Dan Acostas, I was going to bug him. He's got stay. He didn't like coming on the show. Ed Hale. So, I mean, Ed and I were close for a long, long time. And I remember Ed, remember told you the story?
Maybe.
Ed took me into his original office at the Port East, up into the offices there when he first got a hold of the bank, and he showed me what the hell they call it? Not a diagram. I mean, I saw diagrams.
Like a model?
A model, right. Like, yeah, a model of what Canton was going to look like with a port.
Right.
And he had it under, you know, plastic, big, you know, it was like an erector set, and he showed it all to me, and he said, this is going to be dining. There's going to be a Target here one day and a Chick-fil-A and like all of that. And there's going to be shopping. You're going to see. We're going to have chips come in here. You're going to see. Right. And literally on Saturday, my wife and I were down there shopping in the plaza. She goes to the Alta down there and the dog and cat place and the Nordstrom Rack. We were pulling out of there. And she said to me, Ed Hale saw this, didn't he? I'm like, yeah, he did. He didn't get any credit for it, but I'm going to give him credit for it. But Ed Hale saw it. And
I think he would affirm what I said, because, you know, the Target and all that is 28 Walker, those guys. So like it, and it wasn't Hale, it was different people and different developers. And these people stepped in. The multifamily that's up the street from there is getting built by people out of Texas. I mean, like it is the community thing. It's like, yeah. And you do have to have people like Ed, right, who have that vision, but then we all come together and we just get stuff done. I don't know.
Well, the harbor is going to happen at some point too, and they'll fix the hole in the world where the mechanic was.
Sure,
and we'll
Bramble's
going to
do the harbor. Bramble's going to do the harbor, and I have confidence he's going
to. I got to get him on Baltimore Positive. So set that up. All right. Sure. Bill Cole is here. He will be there at Cole Roofing when the tree falls on your roof, because, well, maybe it's not possible. Maybe you don't have a tree, but something could fall on your roof, and trust me, it did. And when it did, I hit Bill, and Bill hit his crew, and his crew came out and took care of it, and we're really grateful. By the way, Bill, I'm wearing my Fountain shirt. I want to give a shout-out to Drug City. This is the Fountain there. This is my daughter-in-law's favorite place. She celebrated her 33rd birthday there and up at the tasting room upstairs over the weekend. So thanks to Drug City. Costas this week, Fadley's, the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation is on. Costas, Fadley's on Friday. Happy opening day. Happy Bruce Springsteen. Happy Eagles. I hope he plays your favorite song on Friday night. And then, of course, next week we're at Pappas up in Bel Air, and that will be great as well. I am Nestor. He is Bill Cole. Big appreciation to our friends at Cole Roofing and all of our sponsors, including Rofo, for powering up my coffee. Justin Tucker's not drinking a lot lately. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.